Ever feel like you're just stuck in traffic, like you're losing years of your life just sitting there?
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, today we're diving into something
Yeah.
pretty awesome, actually. Some tech that could seriously change the way we deal with traffic. Edge computing. We're looking at an excerpt today called Orchestrating Urban Flow. Edge computing's role in smart city traffic management.
Wow.
So let's see if edge computing can really live up to the hype and make our commutes a little less painful.
I'm excited to dive in. I think it's a topic that's really relevant to,
Oh,
well,
yeah.
pretty much everyone, right?
I mean, who hasn't been stuck in traffic and just
Yeah.
wanted to pull their hair out?
And it's not just the frustration, right? It's the time wasted, the
Yeah,
gas wasted,
for sure.
the environmental impact.
The economic impact,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Huge problem.
So maybe before we go too far, could you just give us a quick breakdown of what edge computing actually is?
Yeah, so edge computing is this really fascinating concept, and it might sound complicated, but it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
So instead of sending all the data from traffic lights and sensors and cars to some central server miles away,
Right.
edge computing puts these like little mini computers right there on the spot,
Okay.
like at intersections or along the highway.
Huh,
So
interesting.
you can think of them like mini brains
Okay.
analyzing traffic patterns and making decisions in real time.
That's like having a
Yeah.
smart traffic cop at every corner making
See?
judgment calls based on what's happening right now.
Exactly. So instead of just following a pre-programmed schedule,
Right.
the traffic lights can actually adapt to what's happening in real time.
That's amazing. So no more waiting at an empty intersection
Like,
just because the light's programmed to be red right
but
now.
that's the idea.
Now, what about something like a sudden accident or a road closure? How would edge computing handle that?
Well, that's where the real-time data processing becomes really crucial.
Okay.
So imagine sensors all along the highway. They detect a sudden slowdown or an accident, and then boom, the edge computing system kicks in.
Oh, wow.
It can instantly alert emergency responders, adjust the traffic light timing to
Wow.
reroute cars.
So it's like the system reacts before the
Yeah.
traffic jam even has a chance to form.
Exactly. And even send notifications to drivers in their cars.
Oh, wow. Through the navigation system or something.
Exactly. All within seconds.
That's incredible.
And as we move towards a future with more and more autonomous vehicles,
Right?
this kind of instant communication and data sharing becomes even more critical
Yeah, I can see that.
for safety and for efficiency.
Now, I know this all sounds great in theory,
Right.
but there are some people out there who I know are thinking about the downsides.
Yeah.
What about data privacy,
Yeah, absolutely.
cybersecurity,
Huge.
system failures? What are your thoughts on all that?
You're hitting on all the key points. We need to be incredibly careful about how all this data is collected and stored and
Yeah.
used. We absolutely need strong cybersecurity to prevent hacking
Right.
and to make sure the system is reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forget about protocols for handling system failures or emergencies.
Yeah, because otherwise we could be
Yeah.
making things worse,
And
right?
you'll want to create a bigger problem
Right.
trying to solve a smaller one.
So it's a powerful
Yeah.
technology with a lot of potential, but we have to be responsible with it.
Absolutely. We need to be thinking about the ethics of using this technology.
Yeah, ethical considerations for sure.
It's not just about making things faster and more efficient. It's
Right.
about doing it the right way.
Now, I'm curious, what about the environmental side of things? Could edge computing actually make cities greener?
That's a great question. And actually, there have been studies that have shown that optimizing traffic flow,
Okay.
thanks to edge computing, could reduce CO2 emissions in cities by up to 15%.
Really?
Yeah, less stop-and-go traffic means less wasted fuel
Right.
and cleaner air for everyone.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it could definitely have a positive impact on the environment.
Now, before we wrap up,
Sure.
any thoughts on where edge computing could go in the future?
Oh, I think the possibilities are really limitless.
Wow.
You know, as more cities adopt these systems and we collect more data, we could see the emergence of truly intelligent transportation networks.
So what would that look like?
Well, imagine personalized routing suggestions
Okay.
based on your preferences and real-time conditions,
Oh, wow.
or dynamic tolling systems that adjust based on how congested the roads are.
That'd be amazing.
Or even integrated public transportation systems that connect seamlessly with autonomous vehicles.
Wow, so we're really talking about
this whole new world.
Complete transformation in how we get around.
Exactly.
Something to keep our eyes on.
Yeah, and I think as individuals, it really raises some questions about how we adapt to these changes and how we shape this future.
It's an ongoing conversation.
Absolutely.
That we all need to be a part of.
I think that's a great place to leave it.
Yeah, lots to think about.
For sure.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
And diving into this fascinating topic with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time.
See you later.